FM.
A little peek behind the curtain. We have a wonderful team of producers who put together like a list of stories that they think we might be interested in.
Yeah, it's like our own newspaper.
And can I just say that this headline really got me interested.
Go on.
Bradley Cooper reveals he was naked on set for 6 hours on his latest movie. I've gone, bingo, found one I'm interested in. You've got my attention. Let's unpack. Let's deep dive.
He was naked for 6 hours.
Yeah. Wow.
I assume this is for the role.
No, it's just how he goes around his trailer.
Just hanging out.
Catering staff always knocking on that door. Another delivery.
What's he filming, an adult movie or something?
He was filming a bathtub scene opposite Toni Collette.
How good would that be, filming a bathtub scene? Where you look at your day's work, you go, oh, what have I got today? I'm buggered. Oh, I'm in the bath all day. Oh, how good's this?
See, for 6 hours, you'd be pretty wrinkly at the end of the day, wouldn't you?
After
6 hours. Is Toni Collette, is she naked? Are they in the bath together, or is she dressed?
Well,
I
don't know.
They don't say.
They don't say. The producers didn't provide me.
Yeah. Now, Becca, I know there's a couple of questions that you will have researched and have answers to. Yeah. Number one is, when does this film come out?
It's called Nightmare Alley.
Nightmare Alley.
Yes.
And it's out, available.
Well, yeah. All I did was Google Bradley Cooper naked.
All right.
But it was for research.
It was for research. And is it true that you've installed a larger pause button on your remote control? Just...
Yes, my pause button after watching Bridgerton.
And the rewind button. Completely worn out.
Anyway, very serious. He said...
sorry.
No, it's very serious. He says it's serious.
Sorry, this
is dramatic.
This is a genuine...
The content film of the movie, what we were exploring, in order to do it in a real way, it demanded that we be naked, not just... physically and literally.
I love how you're pretending that there's more to this.
No. Like it's theatre. it's deep. It's emotional, and he was emotionally and soulfully naked as well.
Emotionally and they really can sound like flogs when they try, can't they?
Totally. Even when they don't try, sometimes
I feel like you'd get past the embarrassment of being nude. There's a point where you just go.
I remember,
for example, the first time I got a spray tan. Nude. I was like, this is mortifying. And then you're like, oh, well, like they see heaps of nude bodies every day, and who wants a tan line?
Do you wear like a little disposable underwear or something?
No, sometimes I wear nothing.
And you use the same person all the time, or
The one person who I use when I get nude in front of is the same person, because I feel like she's seen it.
Do you when you're getting when you're getting this? I don't mean to make anything awkward or pride, but when you're getting your spray tan, do you just, is it just casual small talk? So anyway, how the
Can you just bend over a little bit so I can get to that? Just turn your arm that way.
Really?
Where you off to on your holidays?
Yeah, I told you the one time when my spray tan, when I was naked.
Oh, here we go.
What happened, mate? Yeah.
You know we offer waxing services.
Oh, no.
Well, you won't get a film next to Bradley Cooper. Looking like that. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.